leave up the scripture slide for just a second, not the whole time, but just I'll be referring to it. Thank you. I feel like an old-fashioned evangelical preacher walking around with a headset on, but it feels kind of good. So we've heard these words from Deuteronomy this morning. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh is one. Now this passage is called the Shema in Judaism, and it is their most important prayer that should be recited every morning and every evening. And the words of this passage are also the first words of scripture that Jewish children are to learn, and they are meant to be the last words that are prayed by those who are dying. Very important prayer. The Shema is often inscribed on a scroll, a very tiny scroll that's rolled up and put inside a mezuzah. Maybe you've seen this in Jewish homes, and they put it on their door frames as a sign of their faith and who they are. The word Shema means hear, like the first word of the passage. When Jesus is asked which commandment is first or greatest, he quotes this prayer. It is a statement of faith. It is a statement as a daily reminder that we are all God's children. We come to church for so many reasons, and one of these reasons is to remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are. Today we have participated in the holy ritual of dedicating ourselves to the raising of these children in the family of God. We are committing, with God's help, to providing a foundation for these new souls among us. As Ephesians 2:19-20 says, we are members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, and with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. As we grow older, we carry our foundation with us, but our understanding of our foundation, our home, changes as we encounter the world. Experience changes the way that we look at things, but God is still one, and Christ remains our cornerstone. Our children will go on to experience many adventures and challenges, and we have the amazing privilege of watching their growth, cheering them on with each new step. When I was 19, I left home to travel to different parts of the world, and when I returned a year later, my home looked different to me. My church looked different because I had changed. When I was in Northern Ireland, I met a German volunteer who was doing alternative peace service because he did not want to serve in the military. And I think I brought it with me. He gave me this book that has become my favorite children's book. It's called The Trip to Panama by Janosch. It's very hard to find in English. It's a German book, but luckily I have an English translation. And even though you are not children, I think all of us enjoy children's stories. And so I'm not going to read the whole book for you, but I want to tell you the story of Little Tiger and Little Bear. Little Bear and Little Tiger, so you can see the picture. So this is the story of two best friends and housemates, Little Tiger and Little Bear, who live happily by the river and like to fish and collect mushrooms. One day, Little Bear finds a mysterious banana crate floating down the river that says Panama. Little Bear smells it and says, "Oh, Panama is the land of my dreams." So he runs home to tell Little Tiger, and they decide to leave their home and walk to Panama. Along the way, they meet a mouse. "Hello, mouse," says Little Bear. "We're going to Panama. Panama is the land of our dreams. Everything is different there, much bigger." "Bigger than my mouse house?" asked the mouse. "Impossible." Little Bear and Little Tiger continue on their way until they meet a fox. They ask the fox if he knows the way to Panama. but he has just caught a goose for his dinner and is not really paying attention. The fox says, turn left. Okay, I'm turning left. Little bear and little tiger turn left and come across a cow. The cow looks up and says, I know the way to Panama. Just turn left. What happens when we keep turning left? Little bear and little tiger continue to travel left until they meet a hare and a hedgehog. The hedgehog says, come home with us for the night. We like having visitors who can tell a good story. So they stay the night with their new friends and recount their many adventures. The next day, they meet a clever crow. When they ask the crow the way to Panama, the crow says, which way? There are hundreds of thousands of ways you can go. I can show you the land of your dreams. Just climb to the top of this tree. When they get to the top of the tree, they can see the countryside all around them. They believe they're looking at Panama, and it is the most beautiful thing they have ever seen. But really, they are seeing their home as if for the very first time. It's just from a different perspective. Little bear and little tiger climb down, then keep turning left, and eventually return to their house where they discover that it is the land of their dreams. We hope that our children will explore the wonders of the world, meet many new friends along the way, and we hope that they will come back and tell us about their discoveries. To the kids, this is for the few kids that are here right now. No matter where you go or what you discover, God remains the same and will never abandon you, and the church is your foundation. You are always welcome here. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Let these words be written on your heart. Carry them with you when you are at home, when you are walking down the road, when you lie down at night, and when you awake in the morning. Amen.